today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaam Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time. Salaamu Alaikum. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 20th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we have a short part from the Holy Quran. For today, we'll listen to chapter Al-Asr, and then we'll learn about its points.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Wal-Asr.
By the declining day.
Innal insana lafi khusr.
Lo, man is in a state of loss.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Save those who believe and do good works, and exhort one another to truth, and exhort one another to endurance.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the old scholars said that he had learned the meaning of this verse from an ice seller who had been calling again and again, "Have pity on him whose capital is melting." He said to himself that it was the meaning of surely man is in loss. Time passes and one's lifetime ends, but he does not obtain any reward. Then he, in the case, is in loss.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need anyone.
Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
So our topic is about how to use leisure time. Time is one of the most valuable thing in Islam. According to religion, our religion, Islam, time can be either blessing or lust for human being. Thus, Muslims should use the most of his time, despite many still unaware about it. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family said, "There are two blessings which many people do not make the most of, and thus lose out: good health and free time." But there are times when you feel like you have so much time in our hand, you don't know what to do. While time itself is already a privilege, free time must be a double blessing for those who have it. Only a true Muslim knows the ways on how to spend spare time in Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Surveying through Islamic teachings, we find out that Islam pays special attention to leisure time and defines carefully principles and approaches for how to spend it optimally. Some of the most important principles derived from the Islamic teachings in this regard are the first one is planning, and second one is divine orientation, and third one is including work in leisure time. The fourth point that we shall cover is avoiding limiting one's leisure time to entertainment. Some people don't plan for their leisure time, whereas religious teachings require us to seize the time. Taking the most out of leisure time requires careful planning. Prophet Muhammad advises Abu Dhar al-Ghifari to take advantage of five important things before they get lost. Take advantage of five things before five others come about. Your youth before you get old, your health before you get ill, and your well-being before you get poor, and your leisure time before you get totally busy, and your lifetime before your death, said the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. The second principle of leisure time from an Islamic perspective is divine orientation. One of the most significant points to consider with regard to leisure time is that people are not allowed to do whatever they please in their free times. On the other hand, their leisure time need to be divinely oriented so that they are in line with the path of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to seek His satisfaction. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in one of his prayers, says, "If you have ordained that we enjoy peace after we have done a job, make it a safe and sound one, so that we may not commit any sin and not get harmed by it."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at on benefits of leisure times. One of the benefits is improving our mental health. In today's hectic world, people often feel guilty for taking some time to relax and have fun. Many people feel like they should be doing something productive, even during downtime, or that enjoying themselves is a waste of time. According to recent research, the belief that leisure time is worthless is linked to poorer mental health outcomes, including decreased happiness and depression, anxiety and stress. In today's culture, people don't just hustle. They have multiple side hustles and are often afraid to slow down for fear of missing the next opportunity that comes along. When you don't have time to relax and de-stress, your mind can become overloaded, leading to anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues.
Oh,
part of today's special, we have ways successful people spend their free time. Let's learn. They exercise. Yes, physical exercise is important for both physical and mental health. Taking a half hour after work or on a weekend can get your blood pumping, get your endorphins flowing, and revitalize your spirit. You'll build muscles, burn calories, and oxygen to your brain, giving you a release after a day of stress. Exercising regularly also helps you remain disciplined, which can be valuable in a demanding work environment and can reduce the long-term effect of stress as well, meaning regular exercisers tend to be less stressed about their job. You'll also look better and feel better, of course, which gives you greater confidence.
In chapter number 103, Surah Al-Asr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wal-Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. So there is the mention of time, Asr, and of course, God swears by time. The waw in the beginning of the first verse is waw al-Qasam, which is when God wants to swear by something, He uses waw al-Qasam. Wal-Asr, he swears by time. And if you notice that word, Asr, in the Arabic language, it is used to describe the later portion of the day, the afternoon, when the day begins to wind down. So the Asr prayer, for instance, is the prayer, the final prayer of the day that is done before the Maghrib time, before the sun sets. It's during the afternoon portion of the day, the final portion of the day. And within that name, we understand what it means. So if you take the word Asr, Ayn, Saad, Ra, the verb Asara in Arabic means to squeeze. So if you have a product that you're, you know, it's like squeezing the toothpaste out of the tube. It's whatever is left, the final part, it has to be squeezed out. And so in that meaning, there's a meaning of scarcity, meaning that there's not a whole lot which is left. So if you were to apply that to the general meaning of the word Asr, which is time, because when God is swearing by wal asr in this verse, it's not just by the afternoon, but by time in general. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Built into that meaning is the idea that this time that you, humanity, have on earth in itself is already scarce. It's not in abundance. It's not something that lasts forever. There's a certain portion of time that you live on this earth, that humanity lives on this earth, and that this earth exists. We know that this universe cannot be infinite, and this world that we live in, and this earth that we live on, cannot be infinite. It doesn't continue in an infinite matter.
I was so far from you, yet to me so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fiamanella.